Today on Introductions, our guest is 18-year-old guitarist Thomas Aquino, a graduating senior from the University of Chicago Laboratory School. He's prepared for us this hour a program intended to demonstrate the long history and variety of musical styles included in the classical guitar repertoire. And we'll hear music by J.S. Bach, Fernando Sor, Heitor Villa-Lobos, and more after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 18-year-old guitarist Thomas Aquino, who is graduating from the University of Chicago Lab School next week, where he participated in an independent course of study this year on the guitar with Katie Sinclair, and he'll be going to the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music this fall. He started on the instrument at age 5 at the Sherwood Academy in Chicago. That's where we have our regular pianoforte broadcasts on Fridays. And after a few years, he began studying with Jack Cecchini, with whom he's been for 10 years. Thomas has an eclectic program for us this hour intended to demonstrate the wide variety of music in the repertoire through the last few centuries. Later, we'll hear music by Joaquin Turina, Heitor Villa-Lobos, and J.S. Bach. But he'll start now with three Renaissance pieces arranged by Oscar Chilesotti. The first of these pieces has the most amazing name I've ever heard. It's called Enchanted by Your Beauty and Your Fair Golden Tresses, I Die for You. The second piece is called If I Find Out. And the third is the Saltarello. It's the name of a lively court dance from 14th century Italy. So here is Thomas Aquino now here live on Introductions. Thank you. was 18-year-old guitarist Thomas Aquino in three Renaissance pieces, which were arranged by Oscar Chilisotti. Thank you, Thomas. Welcome to WFMT. That was beautiful.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Did you choose those pieces because of its name, Enchanted by Your Beauty, and Your Fair Golden Tresses, I Die for You, the name of the first of those dances?
I guess that might have been a happy coincidence.
Uh-huh.
But works out.
Uh-huh. Something you could relate to?
Yeah, I guess so.
Elaborate more on your overall program that you've selected for us this morning. What are you trying to demonstrate?
Just the wide range of the guitar repertoire over four centuries, even mm-hmm. five. Also capture a wide range of musical styles.
So are we going to be going in chronological order this hour?
It does. It actually works out just like that.
Oh, yeah. So when you were researching this program, did you learn anything new about the guitar that you didn't know?
So much the guitar, but the composers and the pieces themselves and the way in which they were composed.
Mm-hmm. So when you tell people that don't know you for the first time that you play the guitar and you're going to music school for guitar, what are they imagining that you play?
I think they usually imagine I play some kind of rock guitar because a lot of people play that, but I do typically tell people I play classical guitar.
Uh-huh. So how did you get into classical guitar?
Well, my dad used to play a lot when I was younger. He used to play while I was falling asleep at night. We also mm-hmm. had a lot of recordings lying around because of that, because he took lessons from my teacher, Jack Cicchini. So because of that, I got into guitar.
So it's a family affair. So your dad used to play the guitar when you were little while you were sleeping?
Well, as I fell asleep. Yeah.
So there's not much more of a greater influence than that.
I guess so, yeah.
So maybe one day you could do that with your kids.
Yeah, hopefully.
So next we're going to switch to some Bach. We're going to hear two pieces by Bach. First, the prelude from the cello suite number one, and then you're going to perform the Allemande from cello suite number three. Tell us about these two.
I think most people will recognize the prelude from the first cello suite. It's a universally recognizable piece. Uh-huh. It's basically just a lot of arpeggiated chords. It's very beautiful, of course. It's usually learned towards the beginning of one's studies because it's a little bit more technically easy than other Bach pieces. Uh-huh.
But technically easy doesn't always mean musically easy.
Definitely not. No. My teacher and I have spent a lot of time trying to draw exactly the right signs out of this piece.
Okay, well, let's hear now two pieces by J.S. Bach, the prelude from cello suite number one, and then the Allemande from the cello suite number three, and then we'll talk after that. This is Introductions. Thank you. That was 18-year-old guitarist Thomas Aquino in two movements from two different pieces by J.S. Bach. We just heard the Allemande from Cello Suite number 3, and before that, the Prelude from the Cello Suite number 1. Thank you, Thomas. That was fantastic. That was beautiful. Thomas is giving us a brief taste, a chronological taste of the large variety of repertoire available for the classical guitar. And before you performed that Bach, Thomas, you mentioned that you worked a long time with your teacher, Jack Cecchini, on the musicality of those Bach pieces. So what other advice has your teacher given you over the last 10 years that you'll be taking with you to the IU Jacobs School of Music in the fall?
I guess he always tells me not to rush. That's definitely a big thing he always reminds me of. Uh-huh. So not rushing. Let's see. We just really try to go through every single phrase in the piece and work through, you know, the harmonic. He's into jazz a lot also, uh-huh. So he knows the harmonic structure of each piece pretty well. So he can lead me through it and show me, okay, this is what the composer was trying to do here. He's trying to excite you here. He's trying to make you sad here. He's trying to make this very mellow and beautiful here, you know. Mm-hmm. So that helps me a lot. That helps me understand what the piece is doing.
So a large emphasis on conveying the emotion of each different part of each piece.
Right, by examining the harmonic structure. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like the metronome has been an important part of your life over the last 10 years.
Yes, definitely. I practiced a lot with it when I was very young, and you know, I use it grudgingly from time to time.
So for example, when you were first learning that Bach, at what speed did you first start it at?
The Allemande, I definitely started it. I think we have a marking on the page in music at 72 beats per minute. I think I played it closer to 100 beats per minute there.
So what was the, so can you demonstrate real quick? Like how slow did you perform that?
Let me see. Probably be.
Uh-huh. And that's even pretty fast for, obviously you're more experienced than most people with the guitar, but that just goes to show you that you have to, it takes a lot of patience to do this.
Yes.
And next you have something by Fernando Sor, Spanish composer, guitarist, Studio 17,
that's
the
right.
17th study. So what, yes. Where does this come from?
Fernando Sor wrote 20 studies for guitar. This is one of them. They're well regarded. They're played in concert regularly by professional guitarists around the world.
Mm-hmm. So was this study trying to teach you something in particular?
I mean, there's a lot of arpeggios in it, so it's definitely, it exercises your right hand heavily in, you know, the arpeggio, you know, segment. But other than that, it's a very expressive and beautiful piece.
Well, let's hear now the Estudio 17 by Fernando Sor. Thomas Aquino is on guitar and our guest here on Introductions. By Fernando Sor, his Estudio 17, performed by 18-year-old guitarist Thomas Aquino here live on Introductions. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file, which is what Thomas did. We also welcome your comments, visit our Facebook page, or send a note to introductions@wfmt.com. Let's take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear Thomas and music by Francisco Tárrega, Heitor Villalobos, and Joaquin Turina. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, our guest is 18-year-old guitarist Thomas Aquino, who is graduating from the University of Chicago Laboratory High School and entering the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music in the fall. He studied with Jack Cecchini for the last 10 years, and this hour, he's performing for us a program designed to demonstrate the wide variety of music available for classical guitar. We heard some music from Italy and some music by Bach and Spain, and in a moment, we'll hear some music by from Brazil and other places as well. But Thomas, you're also really into jazz, as I understand.
That's right. I love jazz.
So you're more of a Wes Montgomery or a Freddie Green?
Definitely love Wes Montgomery. I listen to him all the time.
Uh-huh. So do you divide your time equally between the genres?
I would say I definitely play a lot more classical when I'm practicing. Listen to a lot of jazz. I really love jazz.
So in high school, it sounds like you've been involved in a lot of different activities, track and jazz ensembles.
That's right.
In addition to your classical guitar. So what was it like trying to balance all of your practicing with all these other activities, not even to mention all of your studies?
It was pretty tough most of the time. You know, you've got a lot to do at our school. My friend's going to attest to that. You know, we were always working really hard after school on our homework. My independent study this year was, you know, intended to give me some solid practice time during the day.
So they gave you some flexibility in that regard. But how much time do you try to devote to practice every day?
This year was supposed to be around 2 hours a day.
And how does your practice session typically go? Do you start with technical exercises and then go into your music? Do you divide everything up?
I usually just go straight into the music and start playing.
Just right into it?
Yeah. Start practicing the pieces.
If you're playing something like the Soar piece we just heard a couple minutes ago, I guess that takes care of all your technical needs right there.
Yeah, I guess so.
When did you decide that you wanted to make music your life, and why did you decide that? Because you're going to music school in the fall, so I guess you had to make that decision at least by your junior year.
Yeah, I guess from the very beginning, I was kind of wanted to sound like Andres Segovia on the guitar. He was my idol from the start. Andres Segovia, Christopher Parkening, these are guys that I listened to almost every day when I was a little kid. So that was really my goal, to be one of those, you know, classical performers on stage, you know, filling concert halls.
So you've known for a while that this is what you want to do.
Yeah.
And Segovia sounds like a good role model to have. And now you can even watch the same pieces that you're playing, but you could watch him play them on YouTube.
Exactly.
So next we're going to go to some music by Francisco Tárrega, the Capricho Arab, which is pretty well known, but how did you first come across it?
My teacher brought it to me. I had known the piece beforehand, and I always thought it was a gorgeous piece, so when he finally decided to teach it me, I was thrilled.
And where does this fit in our timeline this hour?
You know, Tárrega was around in the 19th century, I'm sorry. And he did a lot of transcribing and composing for the guitar. This is, as you said, one of his more famous pieces. It's very romantic and beautiful, a lot of expression, you know, in it. He also transcribed Leyenda by Isaac Albanese.
The official piece of WFMT.
That's right.
So let's hear now the Capricho Arab by Francisco Tárrega, performed by 18-year-old guitarist Thomas Aquino, live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. Thank you. Music by composer Francisco Tárrega, his Capricho Arab, performed live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio by 18-year-old Thomas Aquino. That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Thomas, I feel like I'm in a courtyard in Seville, especially on a hot day. We talked about some advice that your teacher has given you that you will remember when you go into music school. What's some advice that you would give to a student picking up the guitar for the first time?
Well, I would say that the music is much more important than anything else. So before you try to go fast, which I do, so I'm guilty, but...
You and everybody else.
Exactly, but concentrate on trying to draw the music out of the piece instead of playing it fast or playing a technically difficult piece just for the sake of showing off.
Mm-hmm. And the speed will come.
Exactly, with practice.
With practice, with a lot of practice. You can't forget that.
Exactly.
So next we have another two pieces that we'll hear one after another without any break in between. We have the Canzonetta by Alexander Tanzmann, and then the Prelude number 4 by Heitor Villa-Lobos. Tell us about these two pieces.
The Canzonetta. Canzonetta means little song. Tanzmann was from Poland. He traveled to Paris, and he met Ravel and Stravinsky there. They were good friends of his. He studied with them, I believe. He also went to Los Angeles. He composed 6 scores for various films mm-hmm. while he was there, and he was nominated for an Academy Award once. And the Canzonetta was one of 3 pieces composed for the guitar for Andrés Segovia.
Uh-huh. So your idol has performed this piece.
That's
and
right.
then the Prelude number 4?
Prelude number 4 is one of 5 preludes that Villa-Lobos wrote for guitar. Its subtitle is Homage to the Brazilian Indian, and the simplicity of the theme is supposed to represent native Brazilian music.
Uh-huh.
Villa-Lobos himself was greatly influenced by traditional Brazilian music. When he was young, he used to play on the streets with these pickup groups. They get up together on the street and improvise together. So that's how he got his real start with music.
So maybe you'll have to study abroad in Brazil.
Yeah, hope that would be great. That would
be something similar with your guitar
exactly.
on the street.
Wonderful, yeah.
So here are 2 pieces now performed by 18-year-old Thomas Aquino, music by Alexander Tanzmann, and then Heitor Villa-Lobos. Live here on Introductions. Live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 18-year-old guitarist Thomas Aquino, and he just performed the Prelude No. 4 by Heitor Villa-Lobos, and before that we heard the Canzonetta by Alexander Tanzmann, some music from Brazil, some music from Poland/France. In that Villa-Lobos piece we just heard, Thomas, there seemed to be a lot of harmonics that you talked about a little bit before. Can you describe, elaborate more on what those are and what you were doing in that piece?
Harmonics are when, on guitar at least, you place your finger just lightly on the string and pluck so mm-hmm. that it's, what is it? It's very similar to just playing a normal note, except that, I don't know.
It kind of resonates in a different way.
Yeah, exactly.
On a piano, if you were to lift up the pedal or press the pedal and press a note, it's all the other notes that would resonate with
exactly.
it.
Exactly, pretty
so
much.
It gives a really nice flavor to exactly. those pieces. And yes. And you do that so well.
Thank
were
you.
Those hard to practice?
Yeah, it's hard to get the hang of it at first, but uh-huh. Once you do it, it's pretty natural.
And you can use those in jazz a lot too, right?
Yes, I've heard my teacher and some performers use it in jazz.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, before we get on to your last piece, tell us more about your guitar, because I know a lot of people might think that this could also be used, you know, as a guitar to sing the Rolling Stones or something. Maybe you could do that, I'm sure, but...
Yeah. Well, this is a Velasquez. It's definitely a pretty beautiful guitar. It's one of the more famous luthiers out there. Mm-hmm. Velasquez, he's dead now, but he did live in New York when he made his guitars. So I'm very lucky to have this guitar. My teacher actually bought three of them. So
oh,
he
yeah.
plays one. I've got this one. I think he's got one other that is in storage. So this is a very beautiful guitar, and I'm honored to play it.
Did you have to get used to each other?
The guitar and me? Uh-huh. Well, yeah, it's definitely when I was younger, it was harder to play. The neck is actually a little bit wider than the guitar that I played when I was younger, so... You know, playing barres, which is when you put your finger all the way across the fretboard,
uh-huh.
is just a little bit more difficult for a young person when he's playing. But my hands have grown, so I've adjusted.
So you've grown into your guitar.
That's
how,
right.
How about the strings?
Let me see. I think we use Savarez basses and Augustine trebles.
But these are not the same types of strings on most guitars that people have at home.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Yeah, I know. The trebles are definitely nylon, and the basses are wound metal.
Uh-huh. That gets that nice, fine sound that
exactly.
we hear, the delicate sound. So tell us about your last piece.
The Homage to Tárrega. It's by Joaquín Turina, and he was a 20th century composer. This piece was written for Andrés Segovia also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did go to France like Tansman. He also met Ravel, and he met Debussy also. But his music is still, Turina's music is still very... distinctly Spanish in its style, and you'll see that this piece is, it may remind you of flamenco music.
So at the beginning of this half of the program, we heard the Capricho Arab by Tárrega, and now we'll hear an homage to Tárrega by Joaquín Turina, performed by Thomas Aquino, here on Introductions. Thank you. That was music by Joaquin Turina. We heard his Homage a Tárrega, performed by 18-year-old guitarist Thomas Aquino. Thomas is graduating from the University of Chicago Laboratory High School next week, and he's entering the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music in the fall, and he studies with Jack Cecchini. He's been with him for the last 10 years. Thomas, that was a fantastic program.
Thank you very much.
A wonderful sampling of the huge variety of music available for the guitar. So now you're about to leave high school and devote all of your time to music. What is your biggest musical dream? Is there a certain piece that you would like to perform, or a venue in which you would like to perform?
My favorite piece right now, one piece that I would love to be able to master, is the Chaconne from Bach's second violin partita in D minor. And it was transcribed for guitar by Segovia. So I really love that piece. And if I could play that piece the way it was meant to be played, that would be great.
So you're following in the footsteps of Segovia.
That's right.
And you're clearly well on your way.
Hopefully.
And we wish you the best of luck. Thanks so much for performing for us today.
Thank you very much,
Thomas,
for having me.
You can listen to Thomas again and find his complete program and upload an audition to perform on this program yourself by visiting our website, wfmt.com/introductions. We also welcome your comments about this series. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Jesse McQuarters, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.